All right, so McMurrin in the morning here, not so early in the morning. This morning would not have been a good time. I could barely breathe, barely speak. Got a little bit of a head cold going on here. But I wanted to get to you guys. I still probably don't sound the greatest, but hopefully I don't sound like a goofball. I did want to get to you guys and talk about some things, though. So, we have some stuff going on tomorrow. You know, we have the Final Four, NCAA, championship game coming Monday. But a couple things kind of came across the desk, as you might say. One thing I want to talk about and somewhat passionate about, I guess, is Kyle Guy. Let's talk about Kyle Guy from the University of Virginia. So yesterday it came across that Kyle Guy had to push back their wedding registry so he didn't get suspended, essentially, and not be eligible to play in the NCAA tournament. The NCAA ruled that he would not be allowed to accept gifts in part of his wedding registry. Okay, so my question is this. What separates something like that and, say, some rich kid getting gift after gift from his parents while he's on an athletic scholarship, getting to live in what some of us would consider a mansion with a couple of his buddies? You got that rich friend in college. His parents a multimillionaire. Hey, Dad, there's a beach house 3 miles from campus. Any way you could rent it out for the year for us, for me and the boys? Wouldn't you consider that a larger gift than, being afforded to most? Does not accepting gifts only hurt the student athletes that come from a lower income tier? Do they promote those said athletes that come from a lower income family to accept under the table gifts, money, etc., bribes? I say yes. I say that allowing gifts from wealthy families to athletes only should be allowed if other said athletes are allowed to get gifts from alumni even. You could say all day, oh my gosh, it's not the same thing, it's completely different. But is getting gifts in a wedding registry that much different than your parents coming and delivering an Xbox 1 week, a PlayStation the following, coming dropping off a $5,000 gift card to Sam's Club so you can go get groceries? Or, what's a gift? What are we talking here? Are you supposed to be allowed to go stay in get an amazing rental home while you're in college? Can your parents buy that for you as a student athlete? Can you get, it's like your parents can buy you a car, right? Your parents can buy you a car. If they really dug deep, they make sure that no one's buying that car for your parents to buy for you. Get that. But why is that okay? Because in my opinion, all it's doing is the lower income family members, the athletes with lower income family members who come to college, they work hard to earn this scholarship, then again have to be essentially spat in the face by the flauntiness of these wealthy kids. Who, do they deserve to be there or not? Who knows? Did they work for that scholarship? Did their parents help them get it? I don't know. I'm not going to elaborate. I'm not going to get too into it. I don't get political on my show. But what I can tell you is that there's definitely some stuff going on, definitely, with what is allowed in college sports with college athletes and what is not allowed. And I disagree with a lot of it. Disagree with the athletes being paid, not being paid. It probably cost us the greatest video games ever. Don't agree with it. All right? I just don't like it. We need to figure out a solution for college athletes. And we can't have it where, we have all these rules making sure no one gets any of these gifts from these people or blah, 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 blah. But some rich kid gets all these gifts from their parents or their grandparents or aunts and uncles. How the hell do you know that's their aunt or uncle? You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's not fair. And I know that life isn't fair. I'm not a snowflake. I'm a proponent for fairness. You know, I'm for life not being fair. You know, it is your path. You make it. You do this. You work hard. Nothing should be given to you. What I'm saying is, due to someone's social status or, you know, financial stability, why are they allowed to get gifts that other people are not given, no matter who they're from? Okay? That's all I'm going to say. I wanted to bring that to you guys today, to your attention, because it kind of, you know, set a weird tone with me yesterday when I read it. And I was like, man, what is everyone else's take on this? Moving back, having to postpone your wedding registry because you can't accept gifts, but you watch friends of yours. Not saying, I don't know anything about Kyle Guy. He could be wealthy. I mean, it could be the situation, but let's put yourself in a situation. Poor kid, worked his heart out, finally got... He got a basketball scholarship. He's working his way, possibly, maybe go to the NBA, maybe not go to the NBA. A kid that maybe worked his life, you know, worked so hard to get there, you know, meets the girl of his dreams, sets a wedding date, plans on his wedding registry, just to be told, no, you can't do it. And then watch your friend, his dad, give him a Lexus or a Mercedes or a BMW. What's your take? McMurrin in the morning. Always can contact us at contact@mcmurrininthemorning.com or reach out to us on Facebook at Lucas Sports Page McMurrin. I just wanted to bring that and talk to you guys about that. That's a little bit of a controversial subject. If you could give me some feedback on it, I'd really appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys later. McMurrin out.